4:35 on this Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMCQ, the brand new home for this very wonderful radio program. Good to have you with us. I have been saying for the longest time, I have been saying that we need somebody in this state, don't care where they come from or what they do for a living, but we need to find somebody who will stand up to Governor/King Sisolak, and we may have found that person. She is Annie Black. She is an Assemblywoman-elect, District 19. She is a Mesquite City Councilwoman, and she joins us. Annie, how have you been?
Hey, Kevin. How are you? I'm great.
You've been busy. You've been busy creating what you're calling the Annie Pack. Explain the genesis of the Annie Pack.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about Annie Pack. We launched the pack a couple weeks ago we formed it, but we officially launched the pack and the website on Monday. So our goal with the pack is to obviously endorse candidates and promote conservative values, but we're also doing this amazing program where we do these online petitions. And we rolled out our first petition on Monday, which is a petition to demand Governor Sisolak to resign because of his mishandling of the COVID pandemic. We're calling that a public health crisis. And we've already got 1,000 signatures on our petition, so it's pretty amazing. I'm super excited about it.
Now, obviously, in order to have a PAC and to be able to create funding for conservative candidates, you need money. How do you go about? Do you have seed money? Have you gotten some folks from maybe down on the Strip or someplace to donate? How are you going about the fundraising aspect?
So I am out there pretty much every day fundraising. I'm still trying to fundraise to settle debt for my state assembly race, but I am starting to fundraise for the PAC. So I'm just reaching out to all of my contacts, all the people that donated to me during my campaign for assembly. And it's going well. I mean, we're just getting started, but people are definitely receptive to the idea and to the energy of the PAC and to the vision and the mission. And so it's going well. People are really excited about it.
Annie, are you surprised there hasn't been more activity of this kind? I mean, we've been doing this darn thing since St. Patrick's Day. And, the governor has been a miserable, miserable failure. He may be a nice guy. I know him through my church, and he's always been very nice to me. But I got to tell you, you talk about competence or a crisis of competence. That's what we see, whether it's the COVID-19 response, whether it's Dieter, whether it's, creating a public health crisis that turns out to be racism. I don't know where he came up with that. Can you talk a little bit about how bad this governor has been for the people of Nevada?
He's been terrible, and I think the biggest problem for me is his lack of consistency and his vindictive nature about things. It's like you're being scolded by your parents when you don't follow the rule, and it's really disappointing. I don't think clearly that's not the right tactic to get people on board with what you're trying to make happen. And I think the most disappointing thing has been our Republicans in this state and their lack of cojones, I guess, for lack of a better word, to call him out. And it's really disappointing that someone who's not even in the state assembly yet is having to be that voice, but I'm happy to be that voice, and I will continue to do that. So
are you looking to recall him? Are you, because a recall is a real as we say in golf, it's a real tough putt.
Yeah, I think that's a enormous task to try to get done. I don't know how practical it is. I would obviously be on the side of someone who had a plan that could show that they could accomplish the recall. But from where I'm standing, I think a better use of our time and our resources is to look forward to 2022 and try to find someone great that we could run against the governor and put our time and treasure into that effort.
What do you think the future holds for our state? We've got a majority, a supermajority in the assembly, nearly a supermajority for the Democrats in the Senate. And, I mean, it looks like it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. We've seen in the special session, the second one, where they just ran right over us.
Yeah, what I'm really afraid of is not getting a couple more people in the assembly and redistricting coming up, and maybe even losing a seat in the Senate, because redistricting is huge. It's going to determine our future for the next decade, and it feels like we're not really talking about that. I understand we're in a situation here with COVID and the pandemic or whatever you want to call it, but we have to focus on the future, and if we don't get some Republicans into the legislature here in November, we're going to be in trouble.
Let me just ask you, have you talked to Robin Titus? She is the leader of the Republicans in the assembly. She's told me that there are a number of candidates who are out there who are really, really sharp and really need our help. Have you identified, you know, either through Robin or just through your own research, who some of these people are, some of these people that can make a difference in Carson City?
Yeah, I have. So we did our first endorsement, Annie Pack. We endorsed Andy Matthews. So I think he has very, he's very bright, very sharp guy. I also am pushing for Richard MacArthur. I'm pushing for April Becker and Carrie Buck as well. So, it sounds like we have the raw potential there, but I don't know if we have team behind them to help them get across the finish line. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Where do you go for money? Where do you go with deep pocketed people? Somehow the demo rats, somehow they seem to find money all kinds of different places, the unions and other places. They're just built into their DNA. Where do you think we need to be able to find money?
Well, I think ultimately what we lack in the Republican Party is a consistent, ongoing donor program. And obviously we would love those maxed out donors, but what we fail at is the getting a movement started that makes somebody want to donate $20 a month or $100 a month consistently. And that, I think, would make things more easy for us, because then all those big checks are great, but you have that underlying money that you can rely on to fund you, but that requires giving something to people that it's going to excite them and motivate them. And that's something that the Democrats have been good at, is creating a movement, whether it's based on something we agree with or disagree with. It gets people excited, gets them to donate. And we just haven't enticed people into doing that. And I know that's what we're going to do with Annie Pack. So I definitely go after those big money donors, but I want to get people in our state excited, because when they're excited, when they're involved, they're voting, they care, they're educated, they're turning out, and that's what we need to do.
Annie, stay with us. More with Annie Black, Assemblywoman from Assemblywoman-elect from District 19. We'll talk about how you can get involved in this movement. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Our brand new home, I'm so excited about it, AM 670 KMZQ. So good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon, taking you right up till 6 o'clock. We'll get you home on time, hassle-free, hopefully. Annie Black joining us, the Assemblywoman-elect, District 19, Mesquite City Councilwoman. She is a firebrand. She has created what is called the Annie Pack, and it is a pack, a political action committee. What is it you're allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Do you have any limitations on the type of things you can support and the people you can support?
Yeah, there are limitations. I'm not versed in all of those things necessarily. I have people to help me with that, so I don't get myself in trouble. But there are definitely parameters that we have to follow. So.
Well, let me ask you just a broad overview of the 32nd special session. I know in a press release you were very, very critical of the way it happened. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw from the 32nd special session?
as far as the...
Oh, just the overall, the output. They came in with 7 items that the governor wanted to talk about, and they came out with roughly 7 bills, and none of them were good for folks like you and me.
Yeah, I think the most disturbing and frustrating thing to me, going back to what we talked about earlier and having redistricting coming up, is obviously the mail-in voting and the ballot harvesting. That's terrifying to me. So those are two of the big things that I think were the things that we anticipated and we knew were coming, but still very disappointing to see that happen.
Okay, we now know, let me take you into national politics if I can. Kamala Harris is the vice presidential nominee of Joe Biden's ticket. What do you make of her appearance on that ticket? Did it surprise you at all?
It didn't really surprise me. I think it's disappointing to pick a candidate based on their gender and their color or their origin. But I think we saw that all coming. Maybe I'm alone in this, but I'm kind of excited about it. I mean, the ticket's pretty much a train wreck in my opinion, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know. I actually feel kind of hopeful. I think it's interesting that she was accusing him of, raping women not that long ago and being a racist, but now she's going to run with him as his vice presidential candidate. So that's an interesting turn of events, I think.
I was going to say, two-faced? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about what I expect. What do you expect out of this Democrat convention next week? AOC is going to get 60 seconds pre-taped. She's not going to be in a big hall with a lot of people. I don't even know what to expect from this thing.
I don't either. Who knows what it's going to look like? But it's probably going to be much better than what the Republicans are going to be able to do, because Democrats seem to be able to do whatever they want while we are held to a completely different standard. So it'll definitely be interesting to see, but who knows?
If folks want to get involved, folks want to become part of a movement, and you're leading this movement, how do they go about it? And if they want to donate, what is it you need at this point?
So what we need at this point is for people to get on anniepack.com. It's ANNIEPAC.com, and sign up for the petition. And, yeah, if you can donate, that's great. We're going to be – our plan is to help candidates with mail and with marketing and to run these petitions and basically give people a way that when – a subject comes up that's a hot button subject or hot button issue, that they can sign on to these petitions. And if we get enough people, if we reach critical mass, that hopefully sometime during the session we have enough people that if some bill is coming up and we oppose it, that we can get enough people to sign a petition to oppose it that it has some sort of bearing.
I love that. I love that. Annie, it is great to visit with you. Keep in touch, would you please, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
I will. Congratulations and welcome to your new home.
Thank you, Annie Black, Assemblywoman-elect District 19. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.